8th, Brett Dean, the center fielder, batting 9th, Cody Glosser in left field. Taking a look at the Albie lineups for tonight, and they're back pretty much to full strength, although Brett Leshen is still only going to be DH, and he's not ready to go in the outfield. Hugh Sinclair will be in left field leading off. Ethan Gray gets the call tonight, as you heard Boyd say on the pregame. He's pitching, batting 3rd, the DH, Brett Leshen, the leading hitter on the team this year. Missed the last game with mono. Austin Lewis is at first base, batting cleanup. Griffin Osing, who has been swinging the hottest bat for the Blue Demons, is at third base, batting 5th. Gabe Grabert, good to see him back in the lineup tonight, batting 6th. He's catching. Vic Sanders batting 7th at shortstop. Bryce Leshen is in center field, batting 8th. And Austin O'Leary, great fielding second baseman, batting 9th. Drew Schofield will be in right field, but Leshen will be hitting for Drew. Of course, Albia coached by Boyd Britton and Jim Cagle. Todd White, head coach for the Davis County Mustangs. Vic Combs, the assistant coach. Davis County comes into this ball game with a mighty fine hitting ball club. They hit 301 on the season with 14 home runs at 44 doubles. A little bit of a penchant for striking out. They've struck out quite a bit on the season. But good hitting ball club. And so Ethan Gray will have to try to hold that down as he takes on the Mustang batters tonight. Albie, of course, coming into this game, has a very good hitting ball club, particularly of late. They have been hitting the ball very, very, very well. And hopefully they will be able to continue that trend tonight. We're going to be back here shortly with the start of the game, but we've got some great sponsors we want to talk about. We'll be back right after this. Yes, sir. Yours truly, Rich Grimes. We're just moments away from the first pitch of this district game tonight between Davis County and Albia baseball action. And Terry Allison and Garrett Phillips are the umpires for this game. Garrett Phillips will be behind the plate this game. Terry Allison will have the bases. Colfax Mingo's already defeated Pella Christian.
Yeah.
PC. By a score of 3-2 in an exciting first game. So Colfax Mingo will now take on Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont.
Albia will be the home team due to a coin toss situation, I think, even though, yes, we are on our home field. But in tournament play, you're not always the home team just because you're playing at home. But in this case, we are the home team, I think.
I think we are, too. So that worked out nicely, if that is indeed the case. I said, Bill, that Davis County comes in a 301 team batting average. Albia's hit 333 on the season. And they really plowed Cardinal Veldon the other night, 19-1.
I remember when Cardinal Veldon was a pretty darn tough team to beat back in the day, a long time ago.
But so Albia's hitting the ball very, very well now. Didn't hit the ball real well one game last week, but we've seen them really pounding it here the last couple of weeks, so they feel pretty good about that tonight. Field looks great, as dry as it is, and we haven't had much rain for a long time. Who would have thought we'd have been talking about no rain or dry conditions? But Jim's done a good job with the field. Looks very, very good.
My golf ball is rolling farther and farther the drier it gets.
You and I remember years ago when we played golf, we used to play a lot over at Edmondson.
Oh, my goodness.
You could roll them up on the green. I mean, you could drive every green almost.
Well, I remember number 11, if you did not stay to the left side of the fairway, you went to the right side and went in the woods. And you couldn't always tell that you went in the woods if you hit the ball very far, because it would go over the hill and you would not find it, but it would be 100 yards to the right in the woods.
I just had a hot dog tonight and I choked it down. I didn't enjoy that at all. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why you did that. You can have some Gatorade now.
Yes, and that's good. I appreciate that. You and I have had a lot of fun doing games this year, softball and baseball, haven't we? And of course, you're going on your fishing trip, but I hope to have you back if somebody down here goes to the state tournament. We've had a ball, though, haven't we?
We have, and it was quite unexpected. I didn't get to plan for this.
No, in fact, neither. I had a three-day thing, and within a half hour, of course, after I was contacted to do the games again after many years' hiatus, I came up and asked you, and here we are.
Here we are. We did this many years ago.
Many years ago.
This year has been especially good.
A lot of fun. And Albie, of course, hopefully they'll go a long way. But we've seen some good ball clubs and some great games. That makes it a lot of fun. I hope the listeners have enjoyed it. We've got a lot more to do. That's a good thing. We hope.
And
beautiful night.
The Albie coaches and players have really been cooperating with us. Girls softball group, too. They cooperate fully with our requests for interviews and information about the game.
And that's been one of the special things about it. It's been really good to work with the kids and the coaches and on both teams. And we've got to see some old friends from some of the other teams who are coaches. I know you visited with Larry Millage the other night, and I did too. And one of my old proteges at Oskaloosa, who kind of got his start while I was there, worked with me, Brandon Schmidt. We've got to see a lot of old friends this season too.
They are special people.
This is always a great rivalry. I know you had some great games with Davis County, and they've got a great tradition in baseball over there. I remember many years ago, even before I was coaching high school ball, when I was coaching a Little League All-Star team, and we went against them. We'd upset a great Centerville team, and we went over to Davis County, and they beat us, but they had a pitcher who was a 12-year-old that year by the name of Kevin Ritz.
And he went on to become what?
A great professional pitcher, pitched for Colorado and Detroit, and he looked like he had a future that time, too. But they've just always had great baseball over there.
Yes, I remember one of the most unusual happenings that I experienced in high school baseball was when Albia was playing at Davis County. And Albia had a second baseman named Bobby Williams, and he was one of my favorites. And the game was close, and Bobby hit a fly ball to the left center field, pretty much center field. The Davis County center fielder went back to the fence, lost the ball in the sun or something. The ball bounced off his head over the fence for a home run.
Oh, my God.
It's a true story, Richard, and you could look it up.
Bounced off of his head and over the fence.
Over the short, it was kind of like a short snow fence-sized fence. And we went on and won that game, and it was an important win because that team, I think, tied for the conference championship, my team.
Well, the interesting thing about that is you really couldn't get chewed out by your coach because you could always come in and say, I was using my head coach.
Yeah. I don't know what Bobby was using for luck, but it happened, and that was a happy moment for me and for Bobby, too. I'm sure it hit home run.
We always do a Cardinal Cup update during the baseball games when they're playing, and by happenstance, they're playing each other tonight. Cardinals were the best team in baseball, but they trail the Cubs 4-1 tonight in the third inning. Lance Lynn against Matt Garza, the Cubs' best pitcher, one of the best. And Lynn's really been struggling for the Cardinals lately, and they've got to be a little concerned about that. He obviously is tonight trailing 4-1. But the All-Star game's next week. Major League All-Star Game. Of course, that's always a lot of fun.
And the Home Run Derby is, what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
The All-Star Game.
That's kind of fun to watch sometimes.
City Field in New York, National League. Mets, home ballpark. So Major League Baseball will have a little bit of a lull there for a while.
Did you ever see an All-Star Game, Rich?
Not in person.
I did.
Really? Where at?
It was at Cleveland.
You told me. That's right. You did tell me about that.
I went to kind of AWOL from the Army for 3 days. And a friend and I went from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Washington, D.C., where we saw a night game that featured Mickey Mantle and the Yankees. And then we got a train over to Cleveland and saw the All-Star Game.
That's where you met Mickey Vernon.
Yes,
great
Mickey Vernon, batting champion. The year before, I'm trying to think what year that would have been, but it was probably 1950s. Oh, let me see, three or four?
Long time ago.
And
we're ready to go here, Bill.
So we got the first pitch in there, and it's a cold strike.
What if Albia plays like All-Stars tonight?
I hope so.
Wouldn't that work? Leadoff hitter, Jake Jones, shortstop four.
Took a called first strike, and it swung and missed at the second one. The ball gets away, clear back to the fifth, but it's 0-2.
Good leadoff hitter for them, Bill. He's at 357 on the year.
That's good hitting.
No home runs, 12 RBI. Yep, All-Star game is a lot of fun. You know that then firsthand, of course. High for ball, one ball, two strikes. I know it was a real pleasure for you to get to meet Mickey Vernon. You told me a great story about that.
Yes, it was. The most real gentleman.
There's a 1-2 pitch, Ethan Gray. It's a little fly ball. It's going to drop. Hayes in front of Bruce Schofield. And the Mustangs off to a good start. Ethan Gray has really come on, played very, very well for Albia this year at the end, but particularly pitching-wise. He comes in with a 3-2 mark. He's pitched 40 and two-thirds innings. Opponents have only hit 228 against him. He struck out 38 and 40 and two-thirds, walked 17. Good ERA, 2.75. Number 14, Calvin Utt, their fine catcher, comes to the plate now. It's a strike. For
he trapped it. Oh my golly. Goodness. We had the runner trapped between first and second and did nothing about it.
Jones had a big lead and was hung out to dry there. Gabe Gravert, who typically throws the ball down, didn't really do it that time, and I think he was a little concerned maybe with Austin not being ready there because Gabe typically will go down, but he did get that runner right back in. They could have had him, but the good thing is he didn't advance a base. There's the bunt, right back to Gray, over to first in time. The runner does advance. Sacrifice bunt for Cal Ott. Calvin, the 351 hitter for them, but their coach, Todd White, decides to have him put one down, get the runner in scoring position. He's at second with one out, and here's Connor Young, their pitcher. Connor has hit 354 on the season. A couple of home runs, a little bit of pop in his bat. He's driven in 13. The nice thing about him, he doesn't strike out much, Bill. 9 strikeouts on 107 plate appearances. Good number 3 hitter. He skies it. O'Leary camps under it in short right field and calling him off Schofield, and he makes the catch. Drew came in way in that time. That should have been probably O'Leary's ball from the get-go, but he did back off. Obviously, Schofield came in, and Drew was right on the edge of the infield almost, Bill. That could have been a disaster.
That was an infield fly. But the right fielder decided he had plenty of time. The ball was hit so high in the air, he had plenty of time to come in
right, and
get under it because he isn't playing very deep right now. Anyway.
That brings the plate their cleanup hitter, first baseman Mac Chilton. Two outs, still a runner at second. Big put out there, wasn't it?
Yes. It was. Somebody had to catch that ball. It was not a difficult play for anybody. But
Chilton with an open stance. Takes a low for a ball, one ball, one strike, 304 hitter. He's hit a couple of home runs on the year, driven in 19. And we said this, Davis County is a good hitting ball club. Strong right-handed batter, Chilton. Pitch from Gray, just missed outside, 2-1. The umpire behind the plate, Garrett Phillips. Jerry Allison on the base.
This batter is football-sized.
That's a good description. He looks like a lineman, doesn't he? Takes it high.
He might be anything. He's a big guy.
3-1. Steps back in. One thing you like about Gray, he works quickly.
Yes, I do.
And that time he did, but he throws ball four, so the Mustangs have runners at first and second. There are two out. The number five hitter comes up, Matt Hopkins, the right fielder.
It may not be a very bad thing to walk by Chilton, because now we've got a force out at any base. We've got two out. Just don't walk anymore now.
326 hitter, Hopkins, only a sophomore. They're not holding the runner at first. Or at second, really. Pitch low for a ball. Ethan usually throws a lot of strikes early on, but working behind the hitters here a little bit. As he tires, he does, as you might expect, throw more balls. But here's the pitch. Line shot. One hop. Good play that time. And being patient with it, showing good soft hands that time, was Vic Sanders, didn't he? Came up with it on one hop. That ball was hit hard, but it just played on one hop. Vic came up with it, flipped it to O'Leary, and the side's retired. Albia dodges a bullet there because Davis County got a couple of men on that inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left. We go to the bottom half of inning number one here in district action. It's Davis County, nothing. Albia coming to bat. We'll be right back. We're going to let you know what's going on with the iCubs, and I told you, Bill, next week, the 18th, at Principal Park, International Friendship Series, Team USA taking on the Cuban national team. You get tickets for that, and that's a big deal. It's a fun game for people to go up and see. You see a lot of great players with Team USA, but the Cubans play great baseball down there. It'd be nice, and a few of them defect now from Castro, but it'd be nice to get back to the point where they could really get into that pipeline again.
I think I saw Team USA in Cedar Rapids against the Colonels minor league team.
Houston Clare leads it off, takes that breaking ball for a strike as Alvia leads it off here in the bottom of the first. No score.
About 4 years ago.
Cedar Rapids Colonels.
My favorite team.
There's another good breaking ball strike, too, and that's the book on Connor Young. He has a great curveball. He's got throws a fastball, but I think the strength of Connor Young is this curveball. He's quickly ahead of Sinclair 0-2, and he almost hit him with it this time. Connor is a junior for them. He has a 3.5 mark on the year. Opponents only hitting 207, 3.87 ERA.
And he does not waste any time between pitches. I like his game.
They'll work quickly, both of them. A 2-2. Young has walked 21 in 47 innings, struck out 58.
That's too many walks.
Too many walks. That's been his problem. That's why the higher ERA, 3.57. And a foul tip. And that went off Garrett Phillips, the umpire's mask. Kind of shakes it off. As Sinclair just got a piece of that. Young will live off that curveball, Bill. That's his signature pitch. But as you said, a lot of walks. And that's probably because sometimes he can't control it. Here's the pitch from Connor Young. High and inside, so now the count's 3-2. Sinclair has worked it full. Three balls, two strikes. He works quickly. The pitch on the way. Just missed ball. Oh, good eye. And he had a good eye there. Davis County fans moaning on that, but that's a walk. And Sinclair's on it. Hugh has good speed at first base, so let's see what Albia
does. We will sacrifice. I don't think so.
Not the way Ethan Gray's been hitting. I don't think. Albia pitcher, left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Takes the strike on the outside corner. Gets away. Sinclair gets down to second easily, and that's a fastball.
I believe the catcher should have stopped that one.
Getting through a very fine catcher for them, Calvin Hutt. So a runner in scoring position for Albia, Houston Clare. And with Ethan Gray coming up in that meat of the Albie order, this is a good opportunity right off the bat for the Blue Demons. Gray fouls this one off into the right field corner.
He has a mile between the first base and the second baseman, too. He's got an opening there to drive four semi-trucks through.
If he can pull one of those curveballs, he's going to maybe get a double out of it. A lot of hitting room on the right side, not just where you sit, Bill.
I'm just looking at the grounder.
Look at that gap.
Through the infield.
Here's the pitch. Steady hits it out into center. Center fielder calling it. Brett Dean's there. Makes the play. One away. Here's Brett Leshen. Missed the last game with Mono. Both games, actually. Cardinal in the game before that with Sharon, the doubleheader. When Sharon wrapped up the South Central. He's had a great season. He's the Albia DH, and he's the leading hitter on the team. 472 hitter. Brett's hit five homers, driven in 31 on the season. And strikes out very seldom. Playing in the DH role tonight. Takes it low for a ball, ball one. Sinclair's at second, one out, Austin Luce on deck. Number 12, Albie in those pinstripe blue pants, blue jerseys, Davis County in the maroon and white uniforms. Good cut by Leshen that time. One and one.
Now he probably get the curveball. That one is one he wanted.
Terry Gravert doing the PA work up here tonight for Albion. Randy Stafford's gone. You know, in the fifth, fly ball hit out to center field. Brett Dean will make this put out. Sinclair tags up, and he'll get into third base on that one. He jammed that time Brett Leshen. He got it down off the fifth, so there's two down, and it's all up to Austin Luce, first baseman for Albion. Austin. Great year defensively and offensively for the Blue Demons this year.
Now we need another wild pitcher, a fastball.
Austin's a 324 hitter, right-handed batter. The hottest hitter on this Albia team is the next batter up there. If Luce can get on, that's Ozzie. Big open stance by Austin. Here's the pitch, low in the dirt. Nice stop. He made a save there, didn't he?
Saved the run.
Good job by at that time. Taking a look at Davis County, Schulte at first, Goodson at second, Jones at short, Michaels at third, Glosser, Dean Hopkins in the outfield up behind the plate, Connor Young, their pitcher tonight. Beautiful night, cool night here. Very cool for July. The pitch, strike on the inside corner. One and one.
Inside.
That was a good pitch to take, though, for Austin. Definitely not a hitter's pitch.
The pitch was inside of
Miles.
Well, you see the next one, Sonny.
From the stretch, the pitch by Young, swing and a miss, and boy, way out front that time, Austin, looking for the fastball, got the curve. And being ahead one and two, I would imagine we might see that again from Connor Young here.
I think so.
One thing that saved us from the heat they predicted today, Bill, was the overcast skies all day.
I'm glad it was saved.
Next week's going to be plenty hot for the rest of this district, though, they say. There's a curveball. There's a chopper to the third baseman. Got a big candy hop, long throw in time. And Albia threatens in the first, as did Davis County, but they too failed to score. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We played one. District action. Davis County nothing. Albia nothing. We'll be back right after this. District baseball action. Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes, bringing you the Albia Davis County game tonight. You look at the ratings of area teams, Sheraton still ranks 7th in Class 3A. None of the teams in our area are rated in 2A. in 1A, number two team in the state, number two now, Bill, Twin Cedars. Leading it off for Davis County, number 11, Park Michaels, third baseman. First pitch by Gray, fastball for a strike. Park is a senior, 225 hitter on the season. He's hit one home run, driven an 18. They have five seniors on the squad. A pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Took a little off that one. No balls, two strikes. On deck for the Mustangs, Saban Goodson. Right-handed batter up there right now, Michaels. Here's the pitch from Ethan. Little curveball. Popped up right side. O'Leary goes out. Gets out of the way. Drew Schofield puts it away, one down.
My pencil is working again.
You're ever sharp.
My...
That's what they call those, isn't it? That's what my dad always called them. He was prone to those, too. He used to use those as auditor.
I call it a mechanical pencil.
Oh, okay. I don't know why he called it an Eversharp.
I think that's a good name. I think I've heard that name. We did call those pencils. Anyway, it's in there for a little low and outside.
Saban Goodson.
Well, what?
My folks are probably listening tonight. Hello to both of them.
All right. Hope they're enjoying the game.
Here's the pitch. Inside and low ball, too. 2-0. Diamond, we said, looks great earlier. I actually helped around home plate today. I threw one shovel of sand there. One
Whoa.
Shovel. Three balls and no strikes.
Was that a memorial?
I don't know. They were kidding me about that. They said that was more like, they said it was more like a mayor dedicating something, a groundbreaking. Bring out the ribbon and cut it.
Rich will leave a memorial at the home plate area.
Ball four. Goodson draws the base on balls, and that brings Brett Dean to the plate.
One out and one on.
Brett Dean, their center fielder, he was busy in the first. Got a couple of fly balls. He's a junior, Bill, 214 hitter. Not a very big kid, but has pretty good speed.
Why do I have him at home?
Right-handed batter, Gray now. Throws, high for a ball. Ethan is getting behind the hitters here early, and that's not like him early in a ball game, is it?
No, we don't need that. We need to throw some strikes.
Short lead over there by Goodson. Loose is holding him. Outfield straight away, not deep. And that's outside ball, too. Ethan's having a little trouble finding the strike zone right now. Two balls, no strikes. Again. Checks the runner. There's a strike. That time, Dean threatened the bunt. Didn't. It's 2-1.
He was not really going to bunt for a sacrifice. He wanted to bunt for a base hit.
Still a little short lead there by the runner Goodson. Not going. There's a pitch. There's another strike. 2-2. So now Gray's come back. Evened it at 2-2 here.
And he took away the bunt.
Two balls, two strikes. Number nine batter, Glosser, on deck for them. Gray steps off, makes the throw. One thing Ethan's got to be careful of, in the games against Sheraton, he balked a couple of times.
Yes, he did.
He didn't come to a stop. Pitch on the way, line shot, nice stop, over to second one, and over to first. Double play, and Alvarez out of the inning, and a heck of a play by Griffin Hosing.
And the second baseman, O'Leary.
Hosing hit a hot smash, and you're absolutely right, Bill. He made a great play there, but O'Leary was on the move, and on his relay over the loose, he really turned a nice, nifty relay to get the 5-4-3 double play. Good job on both ends there, on all three ends. O'Leary's playing a great second base, but Hosing does
that
so well.
That ball could have well been a base hit. Either way, right or left of him, it was hit too hard.
And that's why they call third base the hot corner.
I think that's a good description because of that way that ball was hit.
And Hosing handled it very nicely. So Davis County threatened a little bit there, not too badly. They did get a runner on the walk. They don't leave anybody on. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Davis County. Mustangs nothing, Alvia nothing. We'll be right back. is leading off here for Albiaville.
If I was saying, and he swings and fouls it off again. He fouled off the first pitch and a line drive into left field. Now he's got two strikes.
I think he's been the hottest Albie batter over the last 3 weeks. He's hitting .373, a couple of home runs. He's driven in 36, which leads the team. He smashes one.
On the line, did you see the white chalk fly?
Down into the left field corner, and there's a double for Griffin Osink, right on cue, swinging the hottest bat for Albie, and he immediately doubles. That chalk popped right up, as you said, Bill. He lined it right down to the left field area, right on the line, and he's on with a double, and he has really been accumulating doubles of late.
He hit that clear to the corner, clear to the fence in the left field corner.
Lead-off double for Osink. That's his ninth of the year. He's his second, and the batter right now is catcher Gabe Gravert. Good to see Gabe back in the lineup.
Gabe to Bunder.
Gabe, of course, played the second game against Sheraton, but didn't bat because he had a leg injury. But he is back tonight in the lineup, and he is an essential part of this offense and certainly defensively for Albion. Ground ball to the shortstop. He bobbles and he can't make the play. And Grabber's going to be safe at first. Osing goes to third.
It's going to be a hard scoring decision, but I think I'll give him an error.
Error on the shortstop, Jones, as Gravert hit it hard. Looked like the shortstop was going to make a nifty play, but then couldn't get it cleanly. And it's now first and third. Albia threatens here in the second. And coming to the plate, Vic Sanders, the shortstop. Looks like he was going to make a nifty play there. But
yeah, I thought he could have come up with it, made a play, but I'll give him an effort. Although it was a pretty well hit ball right up the middle by Grabber.
Gabe hit it nicely.
Yes, he did. John first and Osing third. And Vic Sanders is the batter.
Left-handed batter, open stance, first and third, nobody out, takes the first strike. I think one thing that helped that shortstop even get a glove on that ball is where he was playing there, Bill.
Yeah, he was playing. You know,
playing right near the
back. For a left-handed batter, he was playing to that side, yeah.
Sanders could put Albie on top here. First and third, a quick throw by Connor Young. Grabert has a pinch runner in there now. Of course, that's Langer, Jacob Langer in running, courtesy runner for Gabe. Gabe's not full strength with that leg yet.
Probably not.
And Langer has really good speed at first. Connor Young off the stretch, the pitch.
Oh, my. We tried it. It was a suicide, but we weren't really coming that far.
Suicide squeeze that time. Sanders tried to put it down, puts it foul. Osing was coming down the line, but not real hard. But it was quickly foul. So Albie tried to get ahead here with a little suicide squeeze. And for those of you who are listening, don't know what that is. The batter tries to put one down as the runner is coming from third, tries to score before the ball's even fielded. That's really executed. That's in the dirt. Langer goes to second base. 1-2 now to Sanders, and Albie's got two runners in scoring position.
That was better strategy than the suicide bunch strategy.
There's nothing like a base hit here with nobody out.
Yeah. What's he got on for count? Two strikes.
One ball, two strikes. Yeah. Vic needs to put the ball in play here. Connor Young goes to work, swing and a miss. Sanders down on strike. One out. Well, you got to get the ball in play there.
Here's
Bryce Leshen, the freshman center fielder. He puts the ball in play a lot, Bill. He's been a great asset to this Albia team. He'll be a sophomore this year, but he's
now
a freshman on eligibility.
Davis County is playing this exactly right. They're not in and they're not back.
Pretty much normal depth on the infield.
They're in a little bit. They're in a little bit. But if we don't run hard from third base and get a good lead, they could throw us out at home.
He's got to go on contact if he's going to score on something.
Maybe the coach would probably say make him go through. Well, that's okay, too.
Two balls, no strikes to Leshen. So it's a batter's count right now. Young's behind on deck for Albia.
We only have one out if you want to pull
O'Leary.
Another suicide squeeze. Do it now.
I'd let Leshen hit away.
Yeah, I would too, because he hits the ball. He probably won't strike out, and that put the curse on him right there.
Three balls, no strikes. I'd let him take this one, though.
Yeah. He better not do anything with this.
He's a .313 hitter on the season. Connor Young fires fastball to strike. And we're seeing a little bit here not too badly, but Young having a little trouble getting that curveball over now this inning where he was in the first. Here he throws from the belt, inside ball four, and the bases are loaded for Albia here in the second, and a chance for Austin O'Leary to do some damage. Albia's second baseman, bases loaded, one out. And O'Leary now, of course, is an outstanding batter, and he's going to go down and talk to Jim Cagle. And Todd White, I believe that's Todd, is going out and talking to his Davis County infielders, catcher and pitcher. They're in a jam here. Albie's got the bases loaded with just one out. Todd White, the Mustang coach, Vic Holmes, their assistant. O'Leary, as we said, Bill, is a very good batter. Austin's a junior, a 313 hitter. He doesn't strike out too much.
Davis County has a real problem right now. I think they'll bring them all in, but looks like I'm going to be wrong. They're going to concede a run. They'll concede a run if the ball is hit on the ground to the shortstop or second baseman, but our runner on third had better get a good jump on this. They're going to try to get the double play if the ball is hit to the shortstop or second baseman. First and third will probably throw home for the force out.
They're in on the corners. Austin O'Leary, right-handed batter, takes it for a strike. Oh. And he didn't give any indication of butting there.
Didn't, yeah, just took a strike. I don't know why.
They're deep at short and second, as you said, in on the corners a little bit. O'Leary the batter. Bases loaded, just one out. Now they're coming, there's the punt, and they're going to do it.
Good, perfect punt.
And O'Leary beats it out. And what happened, Bill, is you called it there. O'Leary took the first strike. They switched off Jim Cagle and Boyd Britton. He put a beautiful butt down the line. O'Leary just couldn't have done it any better. And Osing was on the move as soon as he squared. It was a suicide squeeze.
I'm giving him a hit on that because I don't think they could have got him even if the first baseman would have been on the bag.
And Osing scored easily, 1-0 Albia, and the first baseman was off the bag. By the time they made the throw to O'Leary, I think he would have beat it out anyway. And so they're going to score that, I believe, an infield hit. So Albia still has the bases loaded, one across, perfectly executed suicide squeeze, and the batter now, top of the order, Hugh Sinclair. He takes a strike, 1-1. Boy, O'Leary couldn't have put down a better bunt for a suicide squeeze there, Bill.
But, or he couldn't have put it down a better bunt just to beat it out for a hit.
Yeah, exactly. And
right, just right down the line at third base.
Sinclair kind of swats at it there. He choked about halfway up the bat on that one, he did. He's in the hole 1-2.
He was just putting the ball in play to short or second. I think that he just wants to hit the ball on the ground.
He takes it low, 2-2. I have an aunt over here that I'm not talking about a relative who's annoying me. At least it's not a fire ant. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch. There's a chopper, triple base hit to left. That'll score a lot. It's going to get by the left fielder.
What in the world is that kid thinking about there?
And Albia's going to try to score all three of them off the bases, and they will. Head first slide by O'Leary.
And running
into put out, though, that time was Hugh Sinclair, and Hugh was a dead duck by about 3 feet that time for out number two. But they clean the bases on a double, actually a single by Sinclair and an error by the left fielder and a big error. Would have scored one there, which would have put Albia ahead 2-0, but the left fielder almost looked like he kicked it out there. And that let the other two runs come into score, and all of a sudden it's 4-0 Albia. Big mistake by the left fielder, Cody Gloucester, there. But credit Hugh Sinclair with the base hit and the RBI.
Four runs.
4-0 Albia here. That was fouled back by Ethan Gray, 0-2. So you look at the number nine hitter for Albia. O'Leary has driven a run with the suicide squeeze, and then Hugh Sinclair, the leadoff man, has driven in a run. And then the error allowed two more to come in. Lights are on here at the ballpark. And that gets past the catcher, but there's nobody out there to do any damage. Now, the bad thing about that was Hugh kept running and should have stopped at second, Bill.
Yeah.
But a good job by him. It's 4-0 Albia. And the left fielder literally, I don't know if he did kick it, but it looked like he did. There's a number off the end of the bat by Gray. There's the throw. Not in time. That's an infield hit by Ethan Gray. That one looked and sounded like it came off the end of the bat. Just had a lot of spin to it by the the time they were able to feel that the third baseman, Park Michaels, no chance to get the Speedy Gray.
I thought that was the third out.
Albia has four hits in the inning.
And one, really, a smack on double.
Hosing got it all started. We're getting a runner. Caleb Gray is going to run down there for Ethan Gray, the brother, sophomore, running for his brother, who's pitching. Obviously, they don't want him to be out there any longer than he has to be.
We don't want the pitcher to have to run the bases.
Brett Lesh in the batter. DH, Brett, 0 for 1, fly to the center fielder. Caleb is at first, 4-0 Albia, bottom of the second. District action, losers out of this game. The winner will play Prairie City Monroe. That's just off the bat, over to the Albia dugout for a strike. Winner will play Prairie City Monroe at 7 o'clock Tuesday night, right here. Right here in this place.
Well, let's not put us in there yet.
Got a long way to go in this one. Here's a pitch from Connor Young. Curveball in the dirt. 1-1. And you can see what we said here a moment ago. He is not getting that curve over right now. And they're setting more on his fastball, and they're doing some damage. Quick throw over. Getting back in easily, Caleb Gray. Nice move, though, by Connor Young. 4-0 Albia, bottom of the second. The pitch. There's a ground ball hit to the second baseman. Goodson flips over to second for the force out for out number three. 4-6 on the putout. Good inning for Albia, though. And it's all about execution, Bill, and that's what Albia did there. Good execution. They came up with four runs on four hits. One very costly error by two errors, rather.
The left fielder made the very costly error. He turned a single into a double.
So, and I think they, obviously, Albia cashed in on all that. It's 4-0 Albia after two. We'll be right back after this.
A double.
Number one, the left-handed batter, Cody Glosser, their left fielder. Comes with a plate, 250 hitter on the year. He'd like to get a hit now for the Mustangs. He's got to feel badly about that error that he just made in left field. Here's a pitch from Ethan Gray. It's a strike on the outside corner. You know, Bill, as hard as that outfield is, and I've been on this field today, if you get any kind of ball out there, of course you have to hurry, you almost have to get down and take a knee to keep it in front of you, or you can get in a lot of trouble quickly. Come back to Ethan Gray over to first, loose, one down. Back to the top of the order, Jake Jones is up there on a base hit to lead off the game for them. It is just rock solid out there. And you don't get a clean hop a lot of the time either because it's rough. You know, if you had something like the old AstroTurf they used to use years ago, you get a clean hop. But when that outfield's like this, you don't get clean hops.
Wow.
Just missed. Ball one to Jones. Ethan's given up one hit here as we head into the third. That one's fouled off to the right and out of play, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. He's given up one hit. He's walked two. Albia leading at 4-0. in the top of the third. Long way to go in this one. We saw a good first game. As we said, Colfax Mingo defeated Pella Christian 3-2. They advance and take on Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont at 5 on Tuesday. That one's fouled off by Jake Jones over to the right. Pretty good crowd all the way down the fence line here and around the ballpark tonight for this one. Good to see that for district play. And I notice here's a fly ball hit deep out of the left, and Sinclair's going to put it away right in front of the fence. Good play by Hugh Sinclair, Bill.
Wow, that ball was about 5 yards from going over the fence for a home run.
Jones hit it a long way. Hugh Sinclair went back nicely right in front of the fence, puts it away, and there are two down. It's Calvin up. Calvin had to sacrifice his first time up there. I see some of the Eddieville Blakesburg players over there watching this game. Of course, they have a bye, first round bye. It's a ball. It's always nice to have a bye, isn't it?
Bye never wins.
But they never, it seems like they don't win very many times.
They never win.
It's ball two. So you're saying it's not a good bye. A bye can be a good bye more often than not.
Well, I always wondered, how good is bye?
Yeah. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Ethan Gray. Hard hit ground ball, shortstop, it's a base hit. I'm surprised Vic didn't try to get it. That's a deal there. He made a good effort to get there, and then he just let it go. Instead of diving, tried to knock it down. I'm a little surprised at that.
Well, I would care about the diving for it. I think he just reached down and picked it up. Oh, well.
Or do something. He just kind of... he kind of put on the brakes.
You kind of said, I don't like this one. Base hit by Calvinette brings up Connor Young.
It may just show Vic's wisdom. He didn't want to hit that hard ground.
No.
Base hit.
Oh, he didn't have to dive. He just could have reached down.
He just pulled up.
Yeah.
Calvinette's on. Calvin's a good hitter, though. One on, two out. Connor Young. Well, I meant dive. I meant he just could have.
Yeah, well.
He didn't have to go in a hit first, but he just should have. Really stretched out. He didn't do anything there. He got over there. There's a wild pitch, and there goes that down to second base. And Ethan just doesn't have as good a command as we've seen him have before. And Austin Luth's going in to talk to Gray. And
then going, somebody's got to talk to him because we have two up. We don't want to just start giving away runs or anything like that.
He checks the runner. They're not really holding him. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. Connor Young, the pitcher, would like to get back one of those runs right now. He's ahead in the count, 2-0. Gray's throwing a lot of pitches. I will tell you, they're only planning on maybe going four. They'd love to get five out of him tonight, but they would be happy with four. Right now, he's struggling. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch... fastball at the belt, 3-1. And he, too, is not having much luck with any kind of off-speed pitch tonight. We're not seeing anything very effective from him at all so far. And there's ball four. He walks another one. That's his third walk.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, he's got...
be careful.
He's getting close to balk territory again. He's not coming to stop. Two on now, still two out. We're getting a courtesy runner for Connor Young at first, number 27, and that is Austin White. Austin White running.
I don't think I have that list.
No, they got it back
up. You got it. Well, that's okay.
Austin White running for Connor Young. Two on, two out. Here's the big stick.
And the big guy.
Mac the Knife. Mac Chilt walked his first time. Outside for a ball. Boy, he is really struggling right now, Bill.
I think Coach Cagle's about ready to go out and have a little visitation.
He's at the end of the dugout. I got a break there. He fouled it back off the fist, 1-1. Yeah, Jim's about as close as you can get to going out there without going out right now. They're not going to let this get away, that four-run lead, very easily. They don't want to anyway. Here's a guy who could make it a one-run game pretty quick. Check swing, didn't go. Or he's going to get it. Nope, didn't go. Jerry Allison out on the bases say, no, says no swing, so it's still 2-1.
I might have called that a strike.
I might have, too.
if he'd hit that thing, would have been long gone.
2-1, two out. Runners to first and second for the Mustangs. They're not holding the runner as the pitch. Ooh, just missed it.
Wow.
3-1, and Ethan Gray takes his cap off and just kind of rolls his hands over his head on that one.
3-1.
Well, you don't like to be ahead or behind to Chilton here, 3-1. Here's the pitch. He's not even around the plate, Bill. Ball four, bases loaded. Fourth walk, second this inning, and he is not even around the plate. And here goes Jim Cagle out to talk to him. This is not Ethan Gray at his best at all. He is not really throwing very well.
When you have two outs, you don't want to walk the next two batters.
No. There's still two away. 4-0 Albion, top of the third. Jim Cagle's out talking.
Coach Cagle would say, why are you walking people?
Yeah. His release point's all over the place. He's not releasing the ball in the same place. He's not falling through. He's not bending. He's just, his mechanics are completely messed up right now. And that's why we're seeing, you know, we're not seeing anything consistently out of the strike zone. I mean, at first it's outside, then it's inside, then it's high, then it's low.
Well,
he's got to think about what he's doing and just get back in some kind of rhythm here. He's at least got to get an out and regather himself. Top of the third, 4-0, and the batter up there right now is Matt Hopkins, right fielder. Reached on fielder's choice. And guess what? Ball one.
Our 4-0 lead will not be the same if we don't straighten out.
One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Gray. Swinging and fouling this off to our right side, 1-1. Well, that was a big strike there.
Yeah.
Matt Hopkins. Only a sophomore, as I said earlier, he came into the game 326, and he's hit a couple of home runs. So this is a dangerous spot. Swing and a miss. Good fastball that time, and he had a good rip, didn't he?
He did, but he should have not swung at that one. It was low and inside. It had to be called a ball, but he liked it, and he swung at it.
1-2, a pitch from Gray. That's way high, ball two, 2-2.
We overthrew that one a little bit.
Hopkins has a very open stance. I mean, very open, up on his front foot almost. Swing and a miss, strike three. And he was really uppercutting that time, Bill, and he didn't get a piece of it. Now Albia dodges a big, big bullet there. Big bullet.
One hit, no runs.
Two walks in the inning. Davis County had the bases loaded, couldn't get anybody in. We go to the bottom of the third here in this district game. It's still Albia leading at 4-0. We'll be right back. Albia Sports Complex district action tonight. It's Albia leading Davis County right now 4-0. First round district play. Of course, the districts will be played all week here in Albia. The winner of this game will play Prairie City Monroe at 7 o'clock Tuesday night. Colfax Mingo defeated Pella Christian earlier. They'll play Eddyville Blakesburg at 5 on Tuesday night right here. And, of course, the finals will be here 1 week from tonight. Leading it off, Austin Luce here. 1-1. Count to Austin. First baseman for Albia. Connor Young on the hill for Davis County tonight. Curveball, that's fouled away, strike two. Albia came up with 4 runs in the second. It all started with Griffin Osing, the big double. And then they continued to do some damage and got a big base hit from Houston Clare to drive in a run. Austin O'Leary had a sacrifice. Actually, it was a squeeze play. That drove in a run. and an error by the left fielder let in two more. 4-0 Albion. Popped up, foul territory, catcher out, going back. Oh, my goodness, great attempt by Calvin at that time. And the thing he needed to do there, though, Bill, he tried to one-hand that. He got back here by the fence. He was carrying that mask, and it helps to throw that mask away and two-hand those. But he made a great attempt there. And, of course, that's a great catcher back there. And the shoe came up in the attempt. He's got to put his shoe back on. Good hustle by Cal at that time from Bloomfield. 1-2. Good athlete. Good football player. Did a good job for them this year. One ball, 2 strikes to Austin Luce. On deck, it is Griffin Osing. Connor Young goes to work. Here's the pitch on the way. Foul, strike 3. I guess he didn't get a contact. He runs down to first. They throw him out. So it's a strikeout for Connor Young. Looked at first like he might have just got a little tiny piece of it, but he didn't, and they threw him out. Second strikeout, I believe, isn't it, for
Yes, he has 2 strikeouts now.
And here's the guy, Griffin Osing. Started it all off with a big double, and it was a line double in the left field his last time up there. Boy, he is really getting some rips, is he?
Strike one.
He doesn't get many cheap swings. We've seen him chase a few pitches this year, but he is an aggressive hitter. Swing and a miss, strike two. And that time, Young gave him a little bit of an off-speed pitch. He was out in front. 0-2. He's also a dangerous 2-strike hitter. Young gets a long look in it. Up, he's ready to go to work. A pitch on the way. Strike 3. That time, he caught him looking. Griffin slams the bat down. The end of it. He's not happy there. Good pitch by Connor Young. 2 up, 2 down. It's Gabe Grabber. Reached on an error by the shortstop. That was that tough scoring play, and I think actually could have been ruled either way. There's a strike outside corner. That outside corner is available tonight, isn't it, Bill? On the left-handed batter, it's inside on the right.
I don't see a really very much consistency to the ball strike calls.
Slow for a ball, 1-1.
I'm not complaining, but I just see some
variance,
some unusual calls and some of these pitches.
1-1 to Gabe.
But overall, I would not complain. He does a good job back there.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. High for ball. As that reaches up for it. Outfield straight away, not too deep for Gravert. Gabe Gravert is one of those kids that gives you 100% every time he's on the field. Strike 2-2. I mean, he never leaves anything behind. 2-2, senior, and that's what you particularly want out of your seniors. Lead by example. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Strike 3. Throw down by Aft, and he almost threw it in the right field. I saved that time by Mac Chilton. 2 strikeouts in the inning.
He really 3 strikes. Struck out the side.
He really settled in. We played 3, Bill, 4-0. Albion will be right back. He looked better that inning.
thought you lost it somewhere.
Bill Saylor with yours truly, Rich Grimes. We're in the fourth inning, 4-0. Albie leads it. District baseball action. Blue Demons leading the Mustangs of Davis County. This is Bill's last game with me.
Michaels.
You're going on a fishing trip. We said that earlier. We said that every year, but should be back, hopefully, when somebody gets to the state tournament, whether it be, hopefully, either certainly Albia or maybe Eddieville Blakesburg. It's not Albia. Twin Cedars we're watching.
Sheraton.
So hope to have you back in time, and hopefully the season's not over. Something will happen up there at Principal Park.
Maybe my hometown.
Yeah, you might be up there. We'll be up there no matter what, watching games, whether somebody's in it or not.
Yeah, we might go anyway.
4-0. Albia, top half of inning number 4. Cubs lead the Cardinals tonight in their matchup on our Cardinal-Cub update, 6-1 in the fifth. Lance Lynn bombed again for the Cardinals.
We'll go up and talk to Smokey Bar.
Yeah, I got to do that. I had not forgotten that. Ethan Gray hopes to get settled down and get his mechanics back here in the fourth. Had a rocky inning last inning. Slow roller. That's going to be a base hit, I believe. No, yes, it is. Infield hit for Juan Michaels. And, boy, I don't know about that, but that was a heck of a play by Osing to even make it close. Had to rush in. That little number went by Ethan Gray. Osing picked it up, fired it over there, and it's amazing that was even close. Good play again by Osing at third.
It was a good play.
So leadoff hit here for Davis County.
When I saw it get by the pitcher, I didn't think we had a chance.
I didn't either. I can't believe he made that as close as it was. Saban Goodson's up there now. Saban, the second baseman, he walked his first time up. Third hit for D.C. Low for a ball.
With a runner on first, but we're holding him on second.
Yeah, silly.
We'll never understand that.
I never understand that. What we mean is when Albia checks the runner, there's a chopper dosing. Good play. Might get two over to second for one. Back to first. Not in time. Another great play by Griffin Osing at third. Got the force out to O'Leary, getting Michaels, but Goodson beats the relay back to first. So that's a fielder's choice for him, but they get the force at second, the big out at second. So still now one on, one out. Another big play by Griffin Osing, Bill.
Yes, it was. Almost got the double play.
Brett Dean, center fielder up there. He grounded out second to first. He's 0 for 1. Runner at first, of course, is Goodson. Short lead, loses holding him. And faking the throw over is Gray. What we're talking about that you brought up is Albia sometimes has a unique way of checking the runner. They'll look to second. Looks like they're trying to pick up the runner from their right eye with peripheral vision. Swing and miss, strike one, which is not anything I can tell you I've ever seen before. Have you? That way?
I don't remember.
I always traditionally looked over and thought my kids look over the left shoulder if you're right-handed pitcher. But they look to second and try to catch it that way. Ball one. One ball, one strike. So, you know, each to his own, I guess. You won't see that in college play or professional play, though. That's not the standard procedure. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good pitch that time from Ethan. One ball, two strikes. I mean, you won't ever see that. They're going to do this. One ball and two strikes. Ethan now works from the belt, steps off again. I don't believe they're trailing 4-0. Goodson's a threat to run. But they don't want him to get too far off. Loose is holding. Pretty good hitting room on the right side. The pitch on the way, way high. Nice job by Grabert, 2-2. Brett Dean's the batter, the center fielder. Beautiful night. If you're not out here, you're missing a great game and a beautiful evening. Low ball three, 3-2. I'll let you describe what you just did.
Well, I don't know.
He's a
he threw a pitch that was a questionable, and the umpire called it low, but called it a ball, and the pitch was a little bit low.
Ethan took his hat off and scratched his head. There's strike three, throw down on the runner, and he'll get in stolen base. Strikeout for Ethan Gray that time. That's out number two. A stolen base, though, for Goodson. Two away. And it's all up now to Cody Glosser, their left fielder. Yeah, that was Ethan is an animated player, Bill.
I like that.
He literally took his hat off, scratched his head. He couldn't believe it. High for a ball. Left-handed batter Glosser up there.
I really don't think he was questioning the call as much as he was just saying, what's going on?
Swing and a miss, 1-1. And he is an animated player. We've seen that before.
Yes. I like him. He pitches fast. He doesn't waste any time.
Where's his emotions on his sleeve?
I like him.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Popped up. Out of play. 1-2. Two out. Top of the fourth already. 4-0 Albia. Albia got four runs in the second with the help of a couple of errors. Big double by Osen. Well-executed suicide squeeze. They put it all together. That's where we're at. 4-0. Top of the fourth. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Gray righted himself that inning with his third strikeout. No runs in the inning. One hit. No errors.
One left.
One left. Bill, we go to the bottom of the fourth. Albia still clings to that 4-0 lead. We'll be right back. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia goes to the bottom of the fourth, leading 4-0. And we've got a change in the outfield for Davis County. We're going to try to get that from Gary down here. We run commercial break. Got a score for you in softball action from the area tonight. Winner set to defeat Pella in girls softball, 7-0. That was fouled away by Vic Sanders leading it off here for Albia. Vic struck out in his first plate appearance. He's 0-1. On deck for Albia, it's Bryce Lesh, and he'll be followed by Austin O'Leary.
Try to get that for me, will you, Bill?
Yeah.
And that's foul back, strike two. So Vic's in the hole, 0-2. All the Albia, all the other teams in the area of softball are eliminated right now, except Clark of Osceola. They were the South Central Conference champions. They defeated Centerville last night. So they're the only team in the area left in on girls softball in their districts. The 0-2 pitch, there's a shot out into center field. Good play by Brett Dean. He does have a high batting average, but he covers a lot of ground out there, and so Sanders plays out. Justin Vollmer is now in
left field
for Davis County, replacing Glosser. Vollmer.
What did he just fly out to Vic?
Dean, yeah. Vic flies out to the center fielder, Dean, one away, and that brings up Bryce Lashen. Pitch on the way, ground ball to the shortstop. Takes it over to first, two down. Nice play that time by Jake Jones. Two up, two down now, and it's all up to Austin O'Leary. His game really settling in now, Bill.
So shortstop could not have gotten a better bounce.
He had a good bounce. Got a candy hop. Two out. Here's O'Leary. Austin with that perfect sacrifice bunt, which was a suicide squeeze, ended up being a base hit for him last time up there. Ball one to count. Right-handed batter, diminutive, Austin O'Leary, ball two, who plays an outstanding second base. Albie leads it 4-0 here, bottom of the fourth over Davis County. Albie has won three of their four meetings this year. That's inside ball three. They split at Bloomfield, and then they won both games here. Always a good rivalry. We expected nothing less tonight. Here's the pitch. It's ball four. Base on balls to O'Leary. And we go back to the top of the order. Hugh Sinclair, who's had a base hit, drove in a run, and ended up being part of scoring three, actually, because on his base hit to the left fielder, Glosser, who's now out of the game, booted it, letting in two more runs, and that's where we're at, 4-0. Hugh Sinclair, runner at first, O'Leary. The pitch, outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bill, as you look at area teams, Twin Cedars, Sharon, Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, I'm going to ask you this here in a second. That's high for ball, ball two. Who consistently has looked the best and do you think has the best shot to go the farthest? This is personal opinion. We have Albia, obviously.
Twin Cedars in their class.
In 1A.
In 1A, and Sheraton is better than... Sheraton is better than Eddyville. They're better than we are.
More weapons.
And they're better than Davis County.
Three balls, no strikes.
That's my opinion.
Ball four to Sinclair. Two on now, and...
I'm sticking with it.
Two out. You're going to go with that. Ethan Gray comes up there now, can help his own cause. I think...
What do we got? No, well, we just walked.
They seem to... I think Sheraton has more weapons.
If my friend had told me they had five pitchers that were actually pretty darn good pitchers. If you have five pitchers, you've got a little advantage on some of these teams.
We're going to get a pitching change here as Todd White's seen enough for the Mustangs. Park Michaels is going to be the new Davis County pitcher. Number 11 will now be pitching. And we'll get the rest of those changes for you in a minute. We've got a pitching change here for the Mustangs as Albie has two on, two out, and lead it 4-0 in the fourth. We'll be right back. We're back here now in the bottom of the fourth. Davis County has made a pitching change, and Park Michaels is the new pitcher. He actually moved from third base, but he comes on to pitch. Bill's going to get the totals on Connor Young, but Saban Goodson, who'd been at second, now goes to third. Saban Goodson is now at third for them. He had been at second, and Connor Young now goes to second base. So Connor Young, who had been pitching, is now at second. Saban Goodson goes to third, and the pitcher is Park Michaels, and he faces Ethan Gray, and has a one ball, no strike count. Park Michaels. Todd White had seen enough of Connor Young. That's low for a ball. What do we know about Park Michaels as a pitcher for them? Michaels is a senior, has a 2-5 record on the year. He's pitched 33 and two-thirds innings, has a 5.20 ERA, which is very, very high. He struck out 24 and walked 21. and that's about a 1-to-1 ratio. That's not where you want to be, but has a pretty decent fastball. Right-handed pitcher, and Davis County really felt that Young had just about done all he could. There's a curveball in there, 2-2. A lot of these pitchers with the curveballs, they'll get a little movement. They don't get that thing we like about Charlie Palmer with Sharon. He almost had a 12-6 curve. Some of them have the big roundhouse curve. There's a chopper, hit to the shortstop. He just runs over to second, steps on the bag. Another nice play by Jones for out number three. So Park Michaels did what he had to do. He came in, put out the fire, and Albie fails to score. In fact, they strand two. They got a couple of walks from Connor Young, but they strand them both. There we go, the fifth inning, and it's still Albia leading Davis County 4-0.
We did not have two men left on.
I thought we did.
We wiped that one off with the shortstop that came off.
Yeah, but then the guy was on with the fielder's choice.
He never got it. He isn't on. He made the third out.
Oh, that's right.
He was never on.
I thought I couldn't read that.
Yeah.
We'll live with that. They'll never know.
They'll never know. But I know.
You know, and you'll tell on me. We need a feed. We're back here, we assume, at the Albia Sports Complex because we didn't get our feed, but right now we head to the fifth, 4-0. Albia on top of Davis County. And a good ball game here, district action. And Bill, you have to like this ball game. It's a tight game. Albia's ahead. And it's a good district ball game. The first game was really excellent tonight between Pella Christian and Colfax Mingo, a 3-2 game. Pella Christian had the bases loaded with one out in that one in the bottom of the seventh. They couldn't get anybody home. That had to be frustrating for them. Their coach, an old friend of mine who I worked and taught with for many years, Emery Stewart. And I'm sure knowing Emery, he was pretty frustrated with that too. Top of the fifth, 4-0 Albia. And coming up, their shortstop, Jacob Jones. And it's what you always say, the guy who made the last put out in the inning leads it off for them. How many times have I seen that ever since you said that? It's amazing. Jacob Jones.
It is amazing.
He'll send up Calvinette, Connor Young after this. If anybody gets on, it'll be cleanup hitter. Mac Schilt. First pitch, low, inside, ball one from Ethan Gray. Ethan struggled in the third, came back, pitched a good fourth inning. This is the key inning for him, the fifth. Pitch, high, chopper. Tough play for Sanders. Long throw, in time. Heck of a play by Vic Sanders. And, of course, Austin Luce always steady at first, and Sanders really made a nice play that time. Albie's playing some good defense tonight.
That was a good defensive play, Bill.
One out. Here's that.
I questioned the runner's speed.
I thought he'd beat that out, but he didn't move down very quickly. That was a chopper. It usually takes a long time. Sanders has a good arm, it's short. The pitch from Gray, there's another chopper. This is going to get through a base hit. Base hit by Calvinette. He's playing himself a good ball game.
Two hits.
Two hits and four hits altogether off Ethan Gray. Here's Connor Young, who started out pitching tonight. Young gave up all four Albie runs. He struck out three and walked two. Gave up five hits, I believe. And he's on the hook right now, which he doesn't want to be. So he'd like to do something about that at the plate right now.
Don't confuse me.
What was the guy's? Don't confuse me with the facts. Here's the pitch. Ball one. The umpire's done as we sit Terry Allison on the bases. Garrett Phillips behind the plate. One thing we like about Garrett Phillips, he has been right back here. When they make changes, he tells it right up here to the whole crew up here in the booth. There's a strike, 1-1. Because sometimes it's been an adventure to find out the information we've all needed up here this year, hasn't it?
It really has been an unusual year for finding out what is happening.
Decor.
Trying to tell the listening audience what's happening.
There's a chopper back to Gray. This could be two. Sanders at second over to first. That's a double play. Nice play by Gray. Vic Sanders was on the bag at second from the shortstop position. Relay to Luce. And it's a 1-6-3 double play We played 4.5. It's still Albia 4, Davis County nothing. And we'll be back right after this. Bottom of the fifth, Albia leads over Davis County, the Mustangs 4-0 as we send to the plate for Albia this inning.
Brett Lushen,
Austin Luce, and Griffin Osing, the heart of the Albia order, 3-4-5. Blue Demons hanging on to that 4-0 lead. Park Michaels came in, got the last out for the Mustangs in the last inning, and he will have the whole inning to work on his own this inning. Davis County's only had one bad inning, that four-run second inning, and that's the only scoring we've had in this one. 4-0, and the error cost them two of those, or we could have a very tight game. Bottom of the fifth, Bill Saylor, there's Shirley Rich Grimes. Beautiful night for baseball. Can't be a better night than this one. Beautiful sunset. You don't see the sun, but you see the beautiful hues out there beyond the fence. Albia likes the way things are going tonight, too. 4-0. Brett Lushen leading it off. Top home run hitter for the Albia. Blue Demons this year has 5. Gets a chopper. It's going to get through for a base hit. Lushen leads it off with a single. It's so much better when he is in the lineup. Of course, he's been ill of late, but he just has good hitting presence. He's not playing in the field tonight, but getting him in the lineup makes a big, big difference. And here's Austin Luce, the first baseman. Bill, you're going to give me those official totals in a minute. I just was kind of winging it there. Luce has struck out and grounded out.
He only got 4 now. I'll catch up here now.
Park Michaels from the belt, the pitch, strike right at the knees. Good fastball by Park.
Hits 1, 2, 3.
Michaels shakes off the sign for Butt, wants to go again. Now he's ready from the belt. Here's the pitch on the way. Ground ball hit to the shortstop. Jacob Jones going to have to hurry. He does. Gets the force out at second. Nice play again by Jake Jones to Connor Young for the force. No chance, of course, to get loose that time. And it's 6-4 on the putout. One away. Loose to safe on the fielder's choice. Here's Griffin Osing, who's doubled and took a call third strike. That's a big insurance run. No, wait. They called him safe at second.
Wow. Why
Bill, I looked down after that to mark in my book, and apparently they say, did he pull his foot?
I didn't even look. There's no way.
There's a base hit by Osing to left, and Jim Cagle's going to hold up Lush, and the bases are loaded.
Beyond me.
I looked at you, too. I thought that was
I still give that guy a fielder choice. There's no
bases are loaded, and the batter now is Grabbert, and Gabe could do some big damage here, left-handed batter. I'd to ask Gary. Bases loaded.
Bases loaded, nobody out.
Here's the pitch to Gabe, takes it inside, ball one. Well, you know, that just proves never look down until about 2 or 3 minutes after the
you look up and say, what happened? Apparently, it was all right with Davis County. They didn't seem to.
Well, I think what they called there is the fact that he came off too quick, or maybe juggled, but maybe in his effort to make the relay, he maybe felt he didn't get the bag.
Maybe.
2 balls, no strikes to Grabber. Here's the pitch. Strike on that outside corner, and that was way wide there. Mm-mm-mm. But he's consistent. 2-1.
Yeah, okay.
2 balls, 1 strike to grab it. I think Gabe is due. Bases loaded here. Big juncture of the ball game. That's in the dirt. Another great stop by Calvin Hunt. 3 balls and 1 strike. Michaels came on in relief, got a third of an inning in last inning, but he is in big trouble right here. There's no question they should have had a put out there. they're in now. They're going to try to come home here. They can't afford to get any further down, 4-0. In on the grass. Davis County infield. The pitch to Grabert, strike two, taking that time. Outfield pretty much regular depth straight away. But the infielders are on the edge of the grass all around the infield. They'd like to come home if they can. They'd really like the strikeout. The pitch to Grabert. There's a chopper at the second baseman. He will come home, and they get the force at the plate. Fielder's choice for Grabert, and that is an out of legend at the plate for out number one. Good play that time by second baseman Connor Young. And that brings to the plate now Vic Sanders. Vic's 0 for 2. Strikeout fly to center. And the umpire is now in. He wants the pitcher, Park Michaels, to tuck in his shirt tail. So he's doing that. And he and the umpire are laughing about that. One out here now. Still 4-0 Albie. Albie really needs to cash in here. They could really salt this one away.
Vic, put them out of their misery right now.
Left-handed batter. Number 11. He's played a good night at shortstop. Here's the squeeze, and it's in the dirt, and that's going to score a run for Albie. Vic didn't even get a pitch to bunt that time. It was going to be another squeeze. There was no way he could do it. It's a wild pitch. And coming in to score, racing in is Austin Luce, and Albie leads it now by a score of 5-0, and the runners move up to second and third. Couldn't put the squeeze down that time, but the ball was in the dirt, and everybody moves up, and that puts a runner in for Albie, and they lead it 5-0. Sanders could pick up a couple with a base hit. That's way inside for a ball, 1-1. And I call that one apparently a strike. I didn't think he offered at it, but apparently they think he did.
I'm not going to question that because he was trying to bunt it. Yeah, he probably did.
Yeah, the ball was in the dirt nonetheless.
Yeah.
2-1.
Yeah.
A lot of times, even squaring to bunt will bother a catcher enough that he'll miss that pitch. And, of course, it went to the backstop. But it was not a good pitch. He should have pulled back, didn't have to. 3-1. And Michaels is really struggling for them right now. This game is really on the brink here for Davis County. Michaels looks over to the runner, Osing. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a strike, a fastball in the outside corner. 5-0 Albie, bottom of the fifth. Albie tried to advance. They would want to advance and play Prairie City Monroe because we're in district play now. That would be Tuesday night if they can hang on and win this one. That's outside, and that's ball four, and the bases are loaded again. And here now is Bryce Leshen, who has walked and grounded out short to first. Bases loaded, still one out. Prairie City Monroe got a bye, so did Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont in this district. Colfax Mingo will play EBF Tuesday at 5, and the winner of this plays Prairie City Monroe, which is the only team Albie hasn't played in this district this year. Here's the pitch now to Leshen. Ground ball to the third baseman. He juggles. It comes home, still gets the force. He had a little trouble getting the grip there, but they get Osing at the plate. That's the second force out they've made at home plate. Two out, Leshen safe on a fielder's choice. The other runners move up. Base is still loaded, and it's all up to Austin O'Leary. He's already driven in a run tonight and on base twice. Jim Cagle wants to talk to him. Base is loaded. Umpire cleaning off the plate. Albia's got one in, and pretty lucky to get that. And we've got, I think, home plate is loose. There's the umpire just pointing to what looks like something there on it. And Jim's going over to, he's the groundskeeper here, the Albie assistant. He's going over to get something. I'm not sure what it is, but there's a problem with home plate. And Jim is coming out with, looks like almost a trowel.
By sliding into home plate, pushing dirt under the edge of it, and you're going to lift it up and get that dirt out from under the edge so the home plate will lie flat.
It looks like it's turned up on that front left corner.
That's because a couple of runners were sliding in and hitting the corner.
I've done that at my plate at the table a few times.
Did you dig underneath it to level it out?
Yeah, I just, ate more quickly off that side. Jim's working there around the plate, trying to get it leveled out. I have to hand it to the umpire noticing that. That's a good job. When he was using his whisk broom there, he noticed that. Albie leads at 5-0 here, bottom of the fifth. They'll have the bases loaded with O'Leary up there. We've got a little delay here as they're working on home plate.
Boy's going to come down and inspect the job after it's completed.
And I think we're going to slip in a commercial here while they're working on home plate. Greg, so let's, we've got Greg Harris as our guy back in the studio. Problem at the dish. That's why we took a break. They've got some problems at home plate. Apparently the corner came up a little bit. They're still working on it, Bill, at home plate, and they're having a little trouble getting it back where they want. Jim Cagle's working diligently on it, and they'll get it fixed. 5-0 Albie, bottom of the fifth, base is loaded. And that play we had at second a moment ago that looked like an obvious put out. Of course, they were going to make the relay to first. Apparently, they said he did skim over the base and didn't quite catch it by the just thinnest of margins. We thought that was an obvious put out, but, you know, you can do that in the major leagues. You can have that ghost tag and make the relay. You know what I'm talking about there, where you just kind of come across, and if you're in the vicinity, you really have to hand it there to Terry Allison if he thought he just missed it by a hair.
What
he
happened was...
He called him safe.
And we cannot dispute that because we are so far away from second base and the umpire was right there beside second.
And I really have to hand it to him because a lot of times if you're even that close, you're going to get the call. But he didn't do it. And these umpires have been very professional. Of course, the state appoints them for these districts and they're good ones. They've done a good job tonight. Park Michaels has struggled this inning for Davis County, but he's yet only given up one run, but they've gotten a couple of force plays at the plate. Albie has a chance to bust this one wide open, but he's held them to only one. It's still only 5-0, but O'Leary could change that. Two out, bases loaded, bottom of the fifth. Albie leads 5-0. The pitch to O'Leary, it's a strike.
I don't think we're going to see any sacrifice bunt now because there's two outs. They'll just
worry about the batter. I'm going to hit away here. Here's the pitch from Michaels. And that gets away from out of us. Way inside, and there comes a run. Miners move up. 6-0 Albia. Wild pitch, I believe. Let's see. You going to score that wild pitch?
Yes, I will. Catcher could have done me.
Could have done more with that.
Could have done better. Yeah, it was a wild pitch.
It was way,
if you're going to throw it in the dirt, you're going to get called a wild pitch.
Yep. So now it's 1-1. Still two out, but now Albia leads 6-0. And Davis County crowd has gotten pretty quiet, Bill. Here's a pitch from Michaels. Ground ball, high chopper. Shortstop makes the play, but can he make the throw? He does, and just gets Elyria first, bang, bang. Boy, Jake Jones has played a heck of a shortstop for them tonight. Great play that time by Jones. For Albia in the fifth, they do come up with a couple of runs, and hits in the inning were rare, Bill. They only had two hits, and they leave
three.
We've played five. We go to the sixth. Albia now firmly in command of this game. So we go to the sixth. It's Albia six, Davis County nothing here in district baseball action. We'll be back after this from our sponsors. Top of the sixth, Davis County's really got to get something going here. They're down to Albia 6-0 as we head to the sixth. We're at the Albia Sports Complex, leading it off for Davis County, Mac Chilton, their first baseman. And he is 0-1. He's walked, and he actually walked twice. He's been on twice. He hasn't got much to hit. They need lots of runners. They're down by six. Bill, you made a comment a moment ago. There's a strike. Albia's defense has been a big difference in this game for them.
Yes, we had... When we make two double plays, and our infield plays as well as they have, we're going to have an advantage.
Gray's quickly ahead 0-2, because Gray has really settled in nicely now. But he was rocky in the early innings, and his defense has bailed him out. 0-2 pitch from Ethan on the way, and that one's fouled off to her right, 0-2. When you don't have good stuff, though, and you're going into the sixth inning and you still have a shutout, you've got to feel pretty good about things. Struck out three, walked four. And that's in the dirt. Nice play by Gabe Grabber. He hustles over there. You can tell that leg's still bothering him, though. Davis County just hasn't hit the ball hard tonight either.
No.
Three hits is all they have. High fly ball, hit out to the center fielder. And going back, and one-handing it, Bryce Leshen. He made that an adventure, but a nice play by Bryce. He has enough speed out there, even if he makes a mistake, he can quickly recover.
The ball drifted.
It did.
I know.
And there's very little wind.
No, I don't know what happened out there.
One down. Time's wasting for the Mustangs here. Here's Matt Hopkins. He's 0-2. Here's the pitch. Way high for a ball. The key for Albia has been good execution, as Bill said, defensively. Tonight and offensively too. They've run the bases well for the most part. They put the bunts down very well, a couple of squeezes. And you talk about the defense again, two double plays, almost had three legitimate double plays. Inside, 2-1. Good fastball by Ethan. Boyd Britton had talked about going four, maybe five with Gray and then finishing it off with somebody else, but he would love to get a complete game out of it there. That's ball three, 3-1, and save all of his pitching for the next game. And then, of course, Gray would certainly be ready by next Saturday if they can get into that position. Three balls, one strike, one out. Ethan gets a side from Grabert. The pitch, that's low in the dirt. Well, there's another walk. That's five from him. And over at first base, and then here comes Jim Cagle out to bring another ball or two to the umpire. And he wants to go out and talk to Ethan Gray. They're going to make a change, I think. Maybe not. Let's see. I think so. That is it for Ethan Gray. They've got to be thrilled with five, but he's thrown a lot of pitches, and they're going to bring in a guy we've seen a lot mopping up lately. Vic Sanders will move from short to the pitcher position, and Ethan Gray will go to short. And a good job by Ethan Gray. He leaves. He can't be the loser. He could be the winner. He leads 6-0, and there's only a runner at first with one out. And Vic Sanders comes in to do the mopping up, as we've seen him do so many times here late this season. Vic Sanders, big right-hander, coming in from Albion. He's a junior, 6-1 on the year. He's pitched 40 and two-thirds innings, has a 3.27 ERA. He struck out 35 and 40 and two-thirds. Walked 15. Opponents have hit 257 against Vic. But he's become somewhat, here of late, of a relief specialist. We saw him start a game recently, but he's coming in late in the games a lot. And he's coming in to try to end this inning and undoubtedly get in the seventh and close this off and get the win for Gray and for Albia. That's the only change, nothing in the lineup, just a switch in positions. And while he is warming up, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Mark Michaels, the batter now, to face Vic Sanders on a relief of Ethan Gray, and we have one ball and two strikes. Park, runner at first, nobody out. Top of the sixth, Albie leading at 6-0 here at District Baseball Action, setting in pretty good position right now to put this one away here in the next inning and a half, unless Davis County can rally and then take on Prairie City Monroe Tuesday night. Sanders off the stretch. Here's the pitch. That's foul back. Count still 1-2. Now, Sanders, Bill, when he checks the runners, does it in the conventional way you and I talk about. He comes to stretch, looks over there, pretty typically of what you and I have seen over the years and what you would see at most levels as you watch him here. And Vic is very methodical. Gray works very quickly. Vic takes his time. From the stretch, scene, takes a little bit of a look there. High for ball. Graver looks the runner back to first. Davis County is not going to be running here, I don't think, down by six. In the sixth. 2-2, one out. Michaels waits the pitch from Sanders. From the belt, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. That's two out. And Gabe looks the runner back in again. It's all up now to Saban Goodson, the second baseman. He's walked. Reached on a fielder's choice and stole a base. Well, they just aren't mustering any offense tonight at all. This is a team, Bill, Davis County, that came in hitting 301 on the season. And they're just not doing much. Two out. Runner at first. Sanders will work from the stretch again. From the belt, now he steps off. Do it again. Nice, cool evening here. Very cool for July. Beautiful evening. Can't get any better. Big crowd here tonight. Pretty quiet crowd right now. Way outside. Ball one. And you hear the train in the background. One ball, no strikes. it's amazing the number of trains that still go through Albion. I remember the heyday years ago that they were going through all the time. There's a foul ball, 1-1. Albion going to their 21st victory of the season. They're 20-16. Do you have any totals on Gray yet? Bill, we're waiting. Of course, that runner at first is still his, too. We'll close the book on him in a minute. One ball, one strike by Vic to the batter. Here's the pitch on the way by Sanders. Swing and a miss, strike two. He's quickly ahead 1-2.
Yeah, this is great here.
One ball, two strikes to Saban Goodson. Brett Dean's on
deck. Third, no runs, four hits, three strikeouts, five balls.
So Gray didn't have his good stuff, and yet he's got a shutout and a four-hitter while he was in there, Bill.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
No.
Here's the foul ball. Three strikeouts and the five walks really tells you quite a bit there. He didn't have his good stuff because usually he's going to have a lot more strikeouts than he does walks. And he was behind the count on a lot of batters. But as you said, and we'll say it again.
His defense, that's
the difference. Got him out of trouble.
Yeah.
The 1-2 pitch from Vic Sanders on the way. Here it is. Line shot. Oh, heck of a play by Gray. Long throw. Safe, but I'll tell you, that's a highlight play right there. And Gray might have pulled a muscle on that one. He's down over there. That ball was hit in the hole to Gray's right side at short. Looked like he had no chance. He got over, backhanded it, made a long throw, and that's a highlight play. If he would have gotten hit at first base, that would have been maybe the funniest play we've seen all year. But it's going to go down as a base hit. But for him even to get to that and make that throw off balance was a heck of an effort. Base hit now. First and third. And now coming to the plate is Brett Dean. Boy, he made a nice play going into the hole. He was right there, Bill.
This was a base hit all the way till he got the pickup and almost got the out at first.
It's only the fifth Davis County hit. Brett Dean now, first and third. There are two out. Sanders, long look, the pitch, foul straight back, strike one. I thought that ball was through. For him to even get to that was amazing. But that's what you want. You want good range out of your shortstop, and he showed it there. And we've seen it from him before.
I'm trying to think back. Was that runner that was on first running with that pitcher? I know he got it.
Yes, he was.
He had no chance to throw to second.
No.
Which would have been a better chance, but
he was already
almost there. Yeah, the runner was there. I didn't notice that he did.
And then with the throw to, he just kept going.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-1 from Vic. Curveball drops right in. Good curveball from Sanders that time. One ball, two strikes. Pick number 11, junior. Vic Sanders on the hill for Albion. Outfield straight away. Not too deep. Brett Dean trying to keep it going. Runner going at first. The throw down by Gravert, and he's in there easily. And the ball goes into center field, and a run scores, and the Mustangs are on the board, 6-1. That run will be charged to Ethan Gray. They were running that time. Going down to second was Goodson. That's his second stolen base of the game. The ball on this error. Went into center field on the error.
Throwing error.
By Gravert, and it's 6-1 now. Gabe, usually right on the money with his throws. He didn't have much on that one. But with two out, he wanted to try to make that third out by throwing the runner out. There's a chopper over on the left side. We'll do it again, 2-2. Davis County's on the board, 6-1. Goodson, he's had one stolen base before tonight for Davis County. He's got two here tonight.
He's going to charge this run to Gray.
He's doubled his production for the whole season. 2-2, two out, 6-1, bottom of the sixth. Great, so that closes the book on Gray, doesn't it, Bill?
Yeah, if that's his run, that's not his fault, but.
Nope, fly ball out to Lashington center, and that's going to end the inning.
But he put him on, so.
Davis County breaks their scoring drought. They come up with one run.
One hit.
One error.
One left on.
One left. Bottom of the sixth. Albia getting very close to advancing in district play. We're not there yet. 6-1. We'll be right back. We're back here, bottom of the sixth. Hugh Sinclair leads it off for Albia. Albia, the Blue Demons lead at 6-1, bottom of the sixth. The winner plays Prairie City Monroe in district play right here in Albia Tuesday night at 7. That game's preceded by Abel Blakesburg Fremont against Colfax Mengo. Strike one to Hugh Sinclair. Bart Michaels came on in relief of Connor Young. He's still out there for the Mustangs. Hugh Sinclair's had a good night, Bill.
Two hits and a walk.
And there's a third hit right there. How about that? If he can get there, and he does, he's got good speed. Hit it to the right side. The right fielder quickly came up with it, but Sinclair is there for a base hit. Sometimes you'll see that right fielder make a quick throw, but Hughes just got too much speed. Ethan Gray, left-handed batter, comes up. Right now, and he's positioned to win the game. This holds up. He'll be starting pitcher. Sinclair, maybe his best inning game of the year. Three hits is a good effort for anybody. He goes back in head first, the throw back over. On deck, it's Leshen. 6-1. Really, one inning has been the undoing for Davis County, hasn't it, Bill?
Yeah, they've played pretty solid baseball, except they gave us a lot of runs in the second inning.
Now we jump to that 4-0 lead, and offensively, they've been anemic, though, tonight. One ball, no strikes to Ethan. Michael's pitch on the way. Outside ball two, 2-0. Ethan looks over to the Albia dugout. Rubs his hands together with those batting gloves. Did you use batting gloves in your time?
No, but I wish we had them.
Yeah, they make a difference. Almost everybody likes to use gloves anymore. Some people use two, some use
really,
one.
Really, I don't know that you really need them with the metal bats, but all with those
boys. Why, the wooden.
The wood bats, you just...
They'll chew your hands up.
And I don't know why we didn't think and use them. I don't... Who was the first major leaguer to use gloves?
Oh, I don't know that.
I don't either.
2-1. I know Matt Carpenter, who made the All-Star team, second baseman for the Cardinals, is one of the few players that doesn't use them.
I played without helmets.
Yeah. There's a chopper over the head of Michaels. Second baseman steps on the bag or to first, and that's a double play. Nice play by Connor Young. Got the chopper, flicked to the bag, made the throw. Double play. Two down now. And here's Brett Leshen. We have seen three double plays tonight and could have seen a couple more. We've seen good defense tonight for the most part. One error for Davis County really hurt him. But they have played pretty well defensively. Certainly on the infield, they've played well.
Their error in left field hurt them.
Low for a ball to Leshen.
The fielder let one ball get through, clear to the fence, score three runs on a double. Or on a single.
Yeah.
Single and an error.
That's real big in this one. Good cut by Leshen. Good pitch by Michael. Strike one, 1-1. Both teams' infields have played very well.
They have.
Jones at short for them and Young at second. Young, of course, started the game pitching for them. They both played well. Swing and a miss, strike two. Michaels has settled down for them. They're There's nothing like a pitcher's best friend, though, to play to inspire you to come back and pitch well. Right now he's going for the strikeout, and he just almost had it. Lesha just got a piece. One ball, two strikes. Barry City Monroe awaits the winner of this game on Tuesday night, right here. We talked about Sheriff and Twin Cedars. They're, of course, we're going to keep an eye on them throughout the week ahead, way outside by Michaels. Twin Cedars plays Tuesday night against either Seymour or Moravia.
What time will that Tuesday night game start?
The Tuesday night game, Bill, this will be 7 o'clock.
I might see most of that. My golfing will be done by
you. Just ready. Come right on out when you're done, if you can.
I might do that. I don't know that. We'll see how long it takes to...
Because you, of course,
lose
in a golf league.
I substituted in this league, and I made this arrangement before I knew that we would play on Tuesday.
3-2 pitch now to Brett Lesha, 2 out. Here's the pitch from Park Michaels. Oh, that's... Ball four gets by the catcher, and he'll go down to first base. Takes a turn, he's going for two. Throw down by Ott, and Leshen's in there. Brett Leshen's got great speed, and he hustled down to first, which you like to see there. He took a quick look back, saw that ball go to the backstop, and he just kept, and still up, was back there with it, and he took the turn and goes into second. So ball four, and I guess we'd say the balls go second on that wild pitch. So Leshen's at second, two out, and here's Austin Luce. Chance to pick up another one. Leshen's got great speed, of course, on that state championship track team. 4x400. Austin Luce. Leshen, short lead at second. They're not holding him. The pitch, ground ball foul, 1-1. Well, we'll hope you can make it back Tuesday. If not, I'm going to actually be at a meeting Tuesday, but I'm going to feed it back here.
7 o'clock game?
7 o'clock.
I can't make that starting. Like, we usually finish just a little after 7.
Well, maybe you'll get a few holes in one, huh?
you got those in a few?
You just might get a miraculous hot hand.
You could have said maybe I'd make a par.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you'll get all pars. How's that?
One or two.
Here's the pitch. Little number out to the first baseman. Nice play. Shelton goes back. One hands it and never retires the side. Again, good infield play by the Mustangs. No runs. One hit. No errors.
One
left. We go to the seventh. Mustangs need 5 to tie. Albia would like to put it away. And it's the Blue Demons leading here at home. And district play, first round, 6-1. The winner plays Prairie City Monroe, as Bill and I have been talking, at 7 o'clock Tuesday night. And guess what? We'll be here doing that game if things hold up like they are now. And I want to just keep you here right at the moment, too, planning on doing the Twin Cedars ball game Thursday night if things go well for them. They would be playing Thursday night in Moravia. And then next Saturday night, the district finals will be here. And hopefully we'll be doing those as well, although Bill will be on his way to Canada then. And you're going to be the, you should take a film crew up there. You could do a great outdoors segment, or you could be like Marlon Perkins and wrestle a northern pike or something up there, like Mitchell of Omaha. Remember that?
I have some pictures of some monster walleyes that I did catch.
I think I have a picture with some monster walleyes too, where I was at Bass Pro Shop standing in front of the tank. Top of the seventh, 6-1.
I better get here with this.
I hope you lead it here.
Michaels did in his pitching.
Of course, Park Michaels.
He kept finding where he started.
He came in for that third of an inning there in the fifth. 6-1, Albia. Top of the seventh, Vic Sanders will try to nail this down for Ethan Gray and the Blue Demons, and that would put them at 21-16 on the year heading into the PCM game on Tuesday. You know, we want to tell you to come out for that if that indeed happens, but the game that starts that night at 5 o'clock is Evansville Blacksburg Fremont, runner-up in the South Central Conference with...
I know I wrote
Texaco. And that would be a great game to see,
I can tell you that right now. Found it.
Kudos to the Davis County fans tonight. They turned out big numbers. They're the Albie fans, too. They've seen a great night to play baseball, and somebody's going to be disappointed, somebody's going to be happy, but it's always that way. Strike one, leading it off for the Mustangs here.
I'll get it later.
Number four. And this is their Bulmer.
Yeah, he replaced Glosser in left field.
Justin Bulmer.
Number four. Yeah, that's where I am in the scorebook.
Hit 105 on the season. Davis County only has five seniors. They've got a lot of good players back next year. Strike three, and Bulmer's down to strikes, and the Mustangs down to their last two hitters. And that goes back to the top of the order, Jones. And Jones had a great night for them.
One hit, and he flew out to left field and grounded out to the shortstop.
One for three. Jones. What a night defensively.
He has played well defensively for Davis County.
Jones, just a sophomore. You've got to like his prospects coming back for two more years for the Mustangs. Mick Sanders has gotten to the point he likes this mop-up role. Curveball in there for a strike.
Cole Charlie.
Slow curve. Boyd Britton relaxing over on the Albie dugout on the bench. Swing and miss, strike two.
Boyd always relaxes.
Boyd does relax.
Boyd is a legend in Southern Iowa baseball.
This is his 19th year coaching Albie baseball. Just missed outside.
And how many years did he do Blakesburg, Little League,
Babe Ruth,
high school? Boyd's a Southern Iowa.
He's like you, an icon.
He's more than
that. He's relaxed. He's a relaxed icon. Not many icons can be relaxed. You can't be a relaxed icon until you retire, though, but Boyd has mastered it early. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Sanders. Swing and a miss, strike three, and two outs, two strikeouts already by Vic, and Davis County's down to their last gasp here, Calvinott, their fine catcher. Cal has two hits on the night, and what are we going to get here? We may get a pinch hitter.
Yes, we do. Who is this young man? Number 26.
Meeting with Todd White. We're going to get a pinch hitter. And Davis County is going to send up a pinch hitter here for Calvinott. Ben Spurgeon, a senior. Kudos to Todd White here, sending up one of his seniors, 167 hitter, a chance to play in what could be his last high school ball game tonight for Calvinott. Calvin had two hits, but he wanted to get Spurgeon in. Really had to take your hat off to Todd White on that one, Will.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
Right-handed batter, senior, first plate appearance of the night. Spurgeon awaits the pitch from Vic Sanders. Pitch on the way. Low for a ball, 2-0. Yeah, that's class. That's class to do that.
Give him something to hit, Pete.
Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch by Sanders. There's a chopper hit to the shortstop. Gray's got it. Over to first, and that's a winner. Ethan Gray to Austin Luce. Albia wins the first round district game 6-1 over Davis County. We'll be back for scores, comments, and highlights right after this. Back here at the Albion Sports Complex, first round district action tonight. Pella Christian lost to Colfax Mingo 3-2. They now play Eddyville Blakesburg. Fremont, 5 o'clock on Tuesday. And the other game, second round game on Tuesday, it'll be Albion. The Blue Demons taking on Prairie City Monroe Ball Club. And that game will be at 7 o'clock right here in Albion Tuesday night. We'll have that game for you. Tonight, Albion wins it over Davis County by a score of 6-1. The winning pitcher, Ethan Gray, who had less than his best stuff, but still pitched very, very well, well enough to win and got some great defense behind him. The losing pitcher in the game, Connor Young for Davis County. The Mustangs finished the season 14-18. Albion now 21-15 on the year. Bill's working on the final totals for the game. Albion just played some excellent defense tonight. Gray didn't have his best stuff. Albion didn't hit the ball particularly well, I don't believe, tonight, but they did the little things very, very well and were able to execute. Got that 4-0 lead in the second inning, made it hold up, and they went up by a score of 6-1. Now, that sets the stage for the rest of the week next week. Next week, we'll be on hand for that Albion PCM game, and that will be Tuesday night at 7. We'll be on hand for that. We'll be on the air about 6:30, somewhere in that vicinity, depending on the length of the first game. And also, we're going to be keeping an eye next week on what Twin Cedars does, what Sheraton does. And of course, we've got Eddyville right here, so we'll be watching those other area teams and how they're doing. But the plans are also next week not only to have that Albion game on Tuesday night with Prairie City Monroe, but then we anticipate, you can't ever predict totally because there could be upsets, we'd expect to do the Twin Cedars Moulton Udell game Thursday night if all goes like the prognosticators say. That would be from Arabia Thursday night. And then we would have the district final here next Saturday night. That's presuming either Albia and Eddyville, both of them, or one of them is in that district final next Saturday night. Could be both of them. They could be playing each other. Too early to tell. So we're planning on action next Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for you, baseball action. I'm hoping Bill Saylor will still be off the golf course at his golf tournament Tuesday and be back with me Tuesday night. I'm coming back from a major meeting. I have to be out in Des Moines on Tuesday. But then Bill's off to Canada, but I'll be out here. I'll be in Arabia, actually, Thursday and back here next Saturday night with you. And we'll hope to have Bill back for hopefully the state tournament later this month. Bill, you've got totals and highlights for the ball game.
Totals anyway. Pitching for Albion, the starting pitcher, Ethan Gray, the winning pitcher, pitched 5 innings, gave up 1 run, 4 hits, struck out 3, and walked 5. And relieved by Vic Sanders, who pitched 2 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts, no walks.
Good relief job by Vic Sanders.
Very good. He came in with a runner on, and that runner scored, but it was charged to the starting pitcher because he had put him on base, and Vic let him come in, but it wasn't his fault. He was there. Now, pitching for Davis County, starter Connor Young pitched 3 2/3 innings, and he was the losing pitcher because he gave up 4 runs on 4 hits, struck out 4, and walked 3. He was relieved by Park Michaels. In relief, Michaels pitched 2 1/3 innings and gave up 3 runs on 2 hits, no strikeouts, and 2 walks.
Good job by Albion tonight. I think the big story, Bill, I think the really big story was their defense tonight, Albion's defense and execution.
Albion played as well on defense as you will expect any high school team to play. They made double plays. They made outstanding individual plays. They made heads-up plays, and that's all it takes.
Now they've got a tough matchup with Prairie City Monroe. Prairie City Monroe, very much a mirror team of Albion, pretty much the same record. Albion hasn't played them this year. Should be an interesting matchup. And that's Tuesday night. And we're going to be keeping an eye on all those games for you as we follow these teams through district action. And, Bill, it's always fun to work with you. I hope to see you Tuesday night.
I should see the most of the game. Yeah,
and
I'll get out as quick as I can.
We'll keep your seat warm here for you in the booth. And I'll hustle back, and we'll have that game. And we have just had a ball doing these games this year, and we hope we've got a lot more for you in store And I'll certainly see you, no question, before you head to Canada. Always give our Cardinals-Cubs update, and they just happen to play each other tonight. Cubs lead 6-3, bottom of the eighth.
All right.
Cardinals and Cubs both have had 11 hits in the game, but the difference in the game, St. Louis has made three errors tonight and left a boatload of people on base. So that's the way that goes. Of course, the Major League All-Star break is this week. Tomorrow's the last game they play before the big break. They have the All-Star game Wednesday night. And we said before the ball game, hopefully Albion play like all-stars tonight. Defensively, they did.
Defensively, they did.
And they win it by a score of 6-1 over Davis County.
We're going to have to do that again Tuesday night, and I don't see any reason why we can't.
Can't beat yourselves when you get into district play. There's always somebody waiting to upset you and put you away, and I'm going to hang on to your pencils here for the next ball game. Always good to work with Bill Saylor. He's a great friend, and we have a lot of fun. And we had a lot of fun tonight because Albion wins it over Davis County. 6-1. I'll be back with you with Bill Tuesday night, Prairie City, Monroe, and Albion. Hope you join us. Until that time, thanks for your time this time. Until next time, so long.